your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Three. Just kidding. Two stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
Where are your legs? Oh, I'm sorry. It's just camo pants.
That word, camo pajama pants, you lost them in the...
Where are your legs?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you doing, man?
I'm great.
I missed you last week.
I know. I missed you guys, too.
You were busy having...
DC Adventures on vacation.
On vacation. Eating Snickers and chicken and dumplings and chicken with dumplings. Barack Obama.
Well, yeah. We were partying up there in DC.
That's what Larry and I said. So Larry decided to podcast with me last week since you weren't here. I had some other things planned, but they kind of fell through. So Larry came through in a clinch.
Boom.
So good job to the Lairmeister.
Yay, Larry.
If you haven't listened to it, it's pretty funny. We do
the linguistics with Larry.
Yes. Ooh, that's nice.
Well, it's not Words with Weezer.
Yes, I like linguistics with Larry. The word association game that she's actually pretty good at.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. So if you guys haven't listened to that episode, check it out. It's only about 30, 40 minutes, not a full hour length, but it was pretty good. Anything new with you since you weren't here last week?
Nope.
Have you caught the Pokemon Go fever?
I have not. I've taken all my strength to not download Pokemon Go.
You haven't even downloaded it.
Nope, I haven't even downloaded it.
Wow. It's still sweeping the nation, man. They got videos going on YouTube of...
Crazy shenanigans. I was looking today on Facebook. I thought it was pretty fun. So there's a guy. He's like in New York, I want to say. There's people in Central Park. And he's like, I'm going to prank all these Pokemon Go people. I'm just going to shout out a rare Pokemon and see how many people flock over. So he's just standing there. He sets up like a stationary camera and he goes, there's a Dratini! Dratini! And literally like 20 people go, running at him. They almost take him out.
Holy cow.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty nuts, man.
It's intense.
There was like a guy in the restaurant I work in. There was a guy just walking around on his phone through the restaurant.
Really? Didn't even sit down?
Didn't even sit down. Just walked in the door, just walking around. Well, we almost ran over somebody in the parking lot. In the parking lot yesterday. Attention. Driving through a parking lot, and the guy's just walking through the middle of the parking lot playing Pokemon Go.
The scary part is I'm seeing too many people in their cars. They're like driving real slow.
Yep.
Obstructing lanes and stuff. It's getting weird. It's getting bad.
It's pretty crazy. It really is.
I mean, it looks fun and all. I don't know. I don't have time.
It is fun.
The initiative to go around walking.
And that's it. We're called the Deep Fried Geeks, not the Walking.
The Walking.
My problem is probably more the time thing. Because, like, if I'm not working or, doing this or doing stuff for the podcast, I'm trying to relax and maybe take in some creativeness, watching TVs or movies or reading comic books. And so it's just I'm on like level 6, and I think I've been on level 6 this last week. I think honestly the last time I played was last week when Larry and I went down to Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
Playing with Larry is fun.
I don't know. At the end of the day, I'm tired. I have two jobs. We have this going on. I have a few other things in the irons in the fire. I'm tired. I don't want to walk. I'm on my feet all day as it is.
I agree. And I can play a little bit in the house. Yeah. Some of them will show up in your house and
sometimes,
stuff too.
Yeah.
But so if you're still playing Pokemon Go, that's awesome.
Keep
it's kind of wearing off for me.
Keep on keeping on. That's what I was afraid of. I download it and then like a week or two later, I'd be like, I don't know.
Did you see the video I posted on the Facebook page?
Celebrating your geek, or raising your geek flag.
Raising your geek flag, not hating your geek strong. Didn't really take off too well. A couple people did some geek strong stuff. Personally, I just needed to get it out there because it was really pissing me off. Because there was a lot of people who were putting memes out there about you're not a man if you play this, or give me your man card, or if you're a 30-year-old person and you play Pokemon Go, you obviously don't have a life or a job. And people were really getting just hateful and mean to people about it. It just was unnecessary.
Scary, some people.
It's nuts. And it's the same people who are going to go draft their fantasy football teams.
Yeah. You're not playing football. Weeks. Calm your butt down.
Or the people who are watching Walking Dead. You know what I mean? It's the same concept. I bet you if there was a Walking Dead game out where people were going around catching zombies, nobody would say anything.
That'd be more running, if anything.
Yeah.
Oh, they're behind me. They're behind me. Hit them with a machete. Swing your phone.
How? What kind? Let's... Copyright Deep Fried Geeks AMC.
Yeah.
So they get the same kind of software, but you're instead of catching the Pokemon,
you're killing zombies.
But they're all different kinds of zombies.
Well, I don't think you're trying to catch zombies. What you're probably doing is instead of like Pokestops, you want to go to like places to get food and supplies,
right? And the supplies and stuff.
Build a shelter.
But along the way, you kill the zombies. But when you kill them, you get certain points for different types of zombies.
Yeah, so like bigger zombies or slow, fast zombies, fire zombies, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then at each different Walking Dead stop, there would be like a different character. So yeah. You'd have like Norman Reedus' stop. And maybe when you go there, or Daryl's stop. When you go to Daryl's stop, yeah. He'll give you a crossbow.
Or maybe it has like, it's kind of like you have like characters with you in your group. And like the same thing with Pokemon. If you have a gym, you can leave a Pokemon there to defend it.
Yeah.
You can do that. Like you can leave a squad member to defend Daryl.
Yeah,
so it'll stop.
So maybe you can collect zombies you kill, but you can also collect
people to help.
Or help people to help too. Oh, that's a great idea.
Boom. AMC, Walking Dead go.
Yeah. Contact Deep Fried Geeks. We just want a little bit of royalties.
We're going to throw this online, so if you come up with this, we're going to be all over
first.
That's a good
idea. I want to play that game right now. That's fun. The walking.
And you just like swing your phone to like attack zombies and stuff like that, or so I guess you can swipe just like a Pokemon.
Swiping, yeah.
Cut them up. Shoot them.
I'm sure there's going to be so many different versions of Pokemon Go coming out now, though.
Well, there's like 700-something Pokemon, so there's going to probably be like several iterations of
it. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Tom.
It's cool that they started with just the original. Sorry, go
back. It's okay.
They started with the original 150 instead of like doing all of them.
I agree. I think 150 is a lot better. Because how many is there total? There's
literally like 750 something.
Is there really that many now?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid when there was just a 150. And then it got to maybe like 300. Yeah. And that's the last I remember.
It was 151 with Mew, and then Gold and Silver came out, and it was 251.
Okay.
And then I want to say Diamond and Pearl was the next.
Diamond and Pearl was like 351,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something
that's
like
the
that.
Last number I remember. Was
then, then they've had like Ruby, Red, and then they've had Black and White. There's more than
that's
that.
That's crazy, man.
There's a lot.
That's crazy.
Now they have the next one, which is Night and Day, coming out soon.
So they're probably going to do different, they're probably upgrade the Pokemon game. That's probably all they'll do is do an update and then
they
add
update
more
so they add more. The way that kind of works is they kind of flush out some of the older ones so they don't obviously have all 700 in one universe, I don't think.
Yeah, but I could see them doing all 700 in Pokemon Go universe.
That would work. I mean, the world's huge.
Yeah.
Could go all the way to Japan to get some Pokemon.
That's
all
crazy,
all the way to
man.
Russia to get Pokemon.
That's crazy.
I know. Insane.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Food, glorious food.
Oh, I've been hankering for some food talk.
Like, so
fill up my mouth and my eyes and my ears with food.
So, you know, I've been on Netflix, Food Network kind of sent a deal with them. So they're putting all these shows on food, all these Food Network
That's
shows.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
And so I've been watching Iron Chef America.
Oh, okay.
It's a new thing I'm watching right now. Other than Stranger Things. I'm watching Stranger Things with the girls, too.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't watched that, the Netflix original, watch that. It's like a mix between E.T.
Okay.
Goonies.
Okay.
And, like, X-Files.
What?
X-Files. And it's set in the 80s.
Oh,
okay. So it's set in the 80s, and basically it's following these teenagers. And what happens is one teenager disappears and goes missing, and then another, a different mysterious teenager appears.
Appears out of nowhere.
Yes. And so this whole thing's kind of unraveling while they're looking for this kid, but these strange things are going on in the town also.
Okay.
And then there's this facility that they have, and so it's all kind of revolving around the facility, the strange things, and the missing kid. And it's super good. So watch that. But Iron Chef America. I'm watching that a lot. And they had a special episode where they had two Iron Chefs.
The two Iron Chefs.
There's two competed. Iron Chefs they picked. It was Bobby Flay and Chef Morimoto.
Ooh.
And they got to choose two celebrity chefs.
Okay.
So, well, a celebrity chef each. So, Bobby Flay chose some Italian, not Giada, some other, like, no, Mexican. Some Mexican cooking show from Food Network that I've never seen. But then Morimoto chose my favorite, Andrew Zimmerman. So, they chose Andrew Zimmerman, and then they had to do, like, salmon. But then, so it kind of inspired me because...
So salmon was the ingredient?
Salmon was the ingredient, yeah. It was like a farm-raised salmon.
Oh, okay.
So Bobby Flay and this Mexican girl are obviously doing all like Hispanic Mexican flair stuff. But then Andrew Zimmerman was like, no, we're going to go what I'm good with the strange foods. So they did, they called it Gilda Tail. So they used the whole fish.
Yeah.
So like in the, they had like, they used the eyeballs, they like a part of the dish, the fin, the tail, the ribs, the fish collar, which is supposed to be really tender. So Andrew Zimmerman is known for the kind of snout-to-tail approach. So if you're not familiar with it, snout-to-tail is eating, or nose-to-tail, is eating the whole entire animal. So that's really popular right now. A lot of like up-and-coming restaurants in cities have a lot of nose-to-tail restaurants where they're like a strictly pork one. And so they use the whole animal of the pig.
In all their dishes.
In all their dishes. And so you could get normal stuff, but then you can get other things too. So what I thought we would talk about today is kind of a nose-to-tail concept of what have you eaten and how far would you go? Like, what would you eat and what would you not eat?
Okay.
So, like, for me, I've eaten pig's foot.
I have not. I've always wanted to try it.
Pickled pig's foot. Very good. Very tendony and kind of, like, chewy and gristly. But it's good because you get a lot of those, like, grits. Almost like when you're eating, like, you know the chicken wing?
Yeah.
And then you got the tip part?
Yeah.
A lot of it is, like, the tip where you get a lot of the cartilage and stuff in there.
Well, I like that part, so I might want to try a foot.
I've had pig's ear before. Exactly what you would probably think it would be. Very gelatinous.
Okay.
And kind of fatty. Like, I've had cow tongue.
I have not eaten that
before.
It's pretty straightforward when it comes to pigs and cows.
Yes. And I've had, like, liver pate, things like
that. Yeah, I've had that, but yeah.
So, have you eaten, how about you? What are some things that have kind of, you would consider?
I mean, I'd be, like, straightforward, like, you know, maybe ribs and
back
fat bacon. No, like, pig intestines or chitlins.
So, no tripe or anything like that?
Always want to try stuff like that.
Okay. Have you ever had haggis?
No.
No haggis either?
Nah, I haven't had no haggis.
No haggis.
Or tripe.
Yes, I have not had tripe either. I've had lung before, I think, too. And have you ever eaten, like, when it comes out of the turkey, like the heart of the turkey? Or, like, the gizzard and stuff like that?
Yes, I've had gizzard.
You eat the gizzard? Yeah. Did you like the gizzard?
I don't remember it. It was a long time ago.
My mom's
like, here, try this. Like, okay.
You've never eaten the heart, though, too?
No,
that comes
definitely
out?
Not.
The heart's good. Very irony, what you would think it would be.
Very chewy, like a big,
very
strong
chewy
muscle.
And irony. Have you ever had chicken's feet?
No.
That's weird, too. That's another kind of like the chicken tip
of a chicken
wing.
I don't know, I've just never figured that it tastes good. Very kind of, they just don't look appealing.
Yeah.
Chicken feet.
How about eyeballs? Have you eaten eyeballs at all?
No.
No, me neither.
Not that I stray away from it, they just kind of weird me out a little bit. I've never had someone like serve me a plate of eyeballs before.
I was with you before, and you had the liver pate, right?
Oh, that was good, yeah.
You like that a lot.
I do like chicken livers, fried
chicken
livers. Those are good.
Have you ever had liver and onions?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never had the classic liver and onion dish before.
I like liver.
It's
onions.
Good.
Liverwurst, I like that stuff.
How about head cheese? Have you eaten any head cheese?
Yes, actually. There was a...
So I guess we have
this restaurant in Tampa, Florida called Mr. Dunderbox.
Hmm.
And it's like all authentic German food.
Okay.
So I got a, I guess this meat platter with different styles of like German meats.
Okay.
And one of them was head cheese.
And head cheese, they put cheek and
Do they?
Oh. It's the whole head.
Oh, well.
I think there might even put eyeballs in it, too.
It almost looks like it's very gelatinous looking, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we've probably even eaten parts of the pig head that we don't know that, too. Have you ever had pork belly? Which is basically bacon that's just not cured and smoked or whatever.
I don't know if that's I've had uncured too. Bacon.
Did we eat bone marrow together at that one restaurant, too?
At Leroy's, yep, we did.
Did you like the bone marrow?
It was good. There just wasn't much there.
Yeah. There is not a lot there, you're right. Yeah. So in America, these things are all kind of different to people, right? Yeah. A lot of people get kind of grossed out by it. And I think that's something we could do better as a nation, is eating the whole animal. I think that's commendable.
It's got a weird stigma, but technically there's not much difference between, like, you know, like a thigh piece or like
an what's organ the difference piece? Between eating a heart and eating a thigh?
Nothing, like, really. It's just that it's got a stigma to it. This people have this weird connotations on food
that we've kind of been raised with and grew up on. And I think a lot of it is because of, in America, we don't see the animal killed.
No.
And I think that's the big thing is, it was almost a disconnect there where you don't think about you're eating this pig because you're not watching it slaughtered and killed.
Yeah, you're not raised on a farm where you raise the pig up from a piglet and then they go and they kill it and they feed the whole family and stuff like that.
Which I think is actually a disadvantage because I feel that those seen raised like that gives you more of a respect for eating the meat.
Yeah.
And I think places like that, meat is not an everyday food.
No.
Like it is.
So, like,
for
if you're
us.
Like in a third world country where they have a goat that they have to raise and eventually they kill it and eat it, you know, they don't waste it because they don't really have much money. It's not like, this goat tasted fine, let's go buy another one. That's pretty much sometimes all they have. So they kind of eat all of everything. Every part of the buffalo.
It's a special thing and it's something they cherish. And we don't do that here.
No. We're spoiled.
And I think maybe we would,
should we open a restaurant called Nose to Tail?
We should.
And just throw everything on a spit and cook it and just hack it off and feed it to people.
What animals
do you think this is?
What kind of animals do you think we could do with Nose to Tail that would just throw people off?
Throw people off. Probably easy. Like, you can go with straightforward stuff like pig, goat, cow.
Yeah.
But you want to do like
cat.
Off the wall. cat. Dog, pony.
You just serve it on a big skewer.
Just a cat on a skewer.
We call it like Chef Special.
That's special.
We don't really tell anybody. Chef Special, we bring in a cat. Shut it down.
What is that? It's a small goat. It's a rabbit.
Well, I'm like,
cat is two rabbits.
I saw an episode one time on a TV show of I forget where, but guinea pigs. Places that eat, it's like a delicacy.
Really?
Where they eat guinea pigs and they put them on skewers and open roast them over a fire. And they live in Brazil or somewhere. It's somewhere not too far from where we're at now.
Huh. I wouldn't have guessed that. Florida. But sure, why not? I mean, if you're going to eat a rabbit or small rodents, you could eat a guinea pig. They're kind of pudgy little pigs.
I would want to do something like, so if we open our own pig to tail, nose to tail restaurant.
Pig snap nose tail.
If we were going to serve like the head, I would want to get little plates that are shaped like a pig's head or a cow's head. And so you serve it and then like, it's what we call like an appetizer platter, right?
Yeah.
And so it comes out and where the mouth is, we put the tongue. And then where the cheek goes, we put the cheeks. And then like the ears.
Oh,
stuff.
I see what you're saying. So the like a ceramic plate that's like the skull.
Yes.
So you have it. That's kind of an interesting idea. Like, open the mouth up, take a tongue. Oh.
Good idea, right?
I like
or
that.
What if so we like
it's very morbid, but I think
what
it's
if
a
we had like just
idea.
Some set skulls where it was the actual skull from the animal,
like a bleached
we
skull.
We cleaned it off, we bleached it, and that was the plate. So you send it out. There's a tongue in the mouth.
That
you gotta open it up.
This is a very dark restaurant. So many like secrets and things.
And then, like, you have the whole body, so if you want to eat, like the intestines, you gotta, like, reach in its butt. Where the butt would be and grab the intestines out.
That sounds disturbing, too. Hang on, I'm going in deep. I want some real meat. Darn, I just got a rib.
Something else.
Sounds like a lot of work, too.
Something else I've always wanted to try that we haven't talked about is Rocky Mountain oysters.
I've always wanted to try those, too.
Which is bull testicles.
Bull testes. Soft breads.
They're
What else are they called? Rock Mountain Noise, Soft Breads. Some other things. Anyway.
There's got to be somewhere in Florida where we can go that's like a nose to tail.
It's got to be. Because now I'm intrigued because I want to try like tongue and eye.
In the South, in like Kentucky, a specialty is a pig brain. Pig brain sandwiches. Another, I always thought that would be kind of good.
How do they like turn into like a corned beef style where it's like.
I think they deep fry.
They deep fry and just slice it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting.
I've never had calf's brains either.
Me neither. Yeah. I've had,
Well, not much. I've had some veal dishes, I guess.
So, what about, have you ever eaten, like, the whole fish before at a restaurant? Where they just serve you the whole fish on a plate?
I'm not a big fan of, like, digging through bones. I'd rather have a filet if it's a choice.
Okay.
Because, dang-gum, if you miss a bone, they're sharp, usually.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It definitely is a lot of work. So we need to try to find a nose to tail restaurant in Florida.
I'm intrigued.
If anybody lives in Florida and you know of a good nose to tail restaurant, please let us know.
I think we just go to like any like butcher shop where you can just order it and just do like a roast.
We
one
could,
day.
But if we're going somewhere that they know how to prepare it, and
prepare
stuff,
it right, yeah,
and prepare
point.
It right,
because we'll just have to like Google it. Like, what do we do with this? We bought like five tongues and a brain.
Have you, what are some things that you think you would refuse to eat that you
would
eat?
What I refuse? I don't know. I want to try an eyeball, but they still kind of wig me out that it's just, like, staring at me.
I heard it's very textury. Yeah. You can, like, taste and chew every different part of the eyeball.
Oh, really? Each part is different texture.
Yeah, I heard it's really weird.
It's kind of odd. Do, like, what, tail count? Because I don't think I'd want to eat a tail of anything. Like a pig tail or cow tail?
I think you've had tail with me before, haven't you?
Did we? I don't think
so. Oxtail from the Caribbean restaurant?
Yeah, I haven't been to that. I haven't been there with you. We were close.
They have oxtail. You love the oxtail, man. You're good? It's so good. Yeah. So your tail would kind of be a...
I'd try it. I don't know.
You would try
it,
you think?
Odd. Because I'm just picturing...
Intestines?
Like, I would like to try pig intestines.
Yeah. Okay. Stomach?
Stomach. I'd try that.
You would try...
I don't know. I can't really think of much that I wouldn't try.
Hearts you would try.
I might try that.
Cheek.
I would like, if they just brought it on like one big platter, just like, here's an organ tray.
Okay.
I'll probably try a little
How
bit.
How about like a suckling pig? Just like a baby pig. That's what the suckling pigs are. So there's places that serve just a baby pig. So they kill a baby pig and then they serve you the whole baby pig. Would you have a problem eating a baby pig?
Maybe. I feel bad.
I might feel bad about eating
like
a baby
piglets
pig too.
And mini pigs. They're too darn cute.
Do you have a piglet impersonation? Can you piglet?
Ooh, deer. Please sir, eat me. Pooh Bear, where are you, Pooh Bear? Ooh, it's hot in here. Ooh, it's so hot.
That's terrible. Oh, bother.
Oh, bother. Oh, man.
Coat him in honey. Pooh, eat him, coat him in honey. honey covered pigment.
Oh man.
Alright, so you need to. Alright, so.
Everybody in the Hundred Acre Woods.
We're in the Hundred Acre Woods. Christopher Robin is preparing like a special dinner.
Special dinner.
And everybody's sitting around the table and they're like asking where Piglet is. So go ahead and do the voices. People wonder where Piglet is. Tigger says,
"There's a mystery going on here. There's a missing piglet."
Can you do Owl? Owl responds.
He's more like sophisticated.
Yeah,
sounding.
I can't even think of Owl's voice. Okay, Eeyore responds.
Oh bother! I guess I'm not gonna be eating today.
And then Pooh Bear exclaims,
I wish it was more soaked in honey. Suckling piglet.
Honey covered piglet. Would you eat honey covered
piglets
piglet?
Piglets are what tiggers like best.
What would Tigger dip his piglet in?
Sounds dirty.
Oh!
hot dip.
I think the only person who would be excited about eating piglet would probably be Rabbit.
Really? He's more like a vegetarian.
Yeah, he'd probably be excited about eating Tigger because
if any, he hates Tigger. So if anything, like Rabbit and Piglet are the only two that are like normal foods. I mean, Rabbit's not like a normal food.
Yeah.
But you don't eat tiger. You don't eat bear and kangaroos and owls.
Unless you live overseas, like Australia, they eat kangaroo tail.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be big and meaty.
Oh yeah, that's gotta be good, man.
Well,
I'd love to put some kangaroo tail. Would you like to try
exotic nose to tail meats like that?
Or? Yeah, I don't think there's really not much I wouldn't try. The only thing that would probably put me off is like going somewhere like a tribe in the middle of nowhere and eating something that I just know is rancid.
Yeah,
I think that would put me off. But if I'm, like, at a restaurant, somewhere that's preparing it, there's really not much I wouldn't try.
So you'd eat monkey?
I'd try
monkey. You'd try monkey? If you are in, like, this very, like, rare restaurant, you know, it's like this kind of back alley restaurant, but they cook very well, they've got all these good, and you go in and you eat there and you find out it was people. What would you do?
Oh man, I'm trying to think of that movie quote now.
Nose to tailbone type scenario of a person.
People. What can't I think Soylent of the movie? Green? Yes, Soylent Green.
It's people. It's people.
I would freak out.
You would freak out?
I would freak out.
I think people couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Eat a person. Maybe. I could. Maybe eat a monkey. I don't know if I could eat a monkey.
Could you like? What if you were in a survival situation? Would you eat a person? You think?
I don't know.
Or would you just die?
I'd rather just die.
Yeah, I think I would too. Especially if you would. Aw.
Couldn't eat you, buddy.
If, like, my arm froze off.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, cut off my own arm, I would probably eat myself.
Before you'd eat someone else?
Yeah. I'd eat myself before I eat someone else.
Oh, black frosted arm. Like a matsicle.
How about things like, where in China they, like, put things in the ground and they ferment them.
Yeah,
and like the 100-year-old eggs and stuff like that. Would you try that kind of stuff?
I would picture that's gonna smell horrible. That's like part the 100-year-old eggs for me is the smell of things.
50-year-old fish. Ugh. Did you know that's how they make chocolate too? They ferment the chocolate and they make it go bad.
No.
And it sits out in the sun for days to cut cocoa pods.
Huh.
It sits out in the sun and that's how. Because it starts off green, and that's how it turns dark. Is they make it, they let it rot.
I didn't know that. That makes sense.
I watched a special on that.
I love me some chocolate. So if that's how it's made, then that's how we got to do it.
Do you like anchovies and sardines?
Yes, I do like them. I like kind of somewhat salty kind of foods like that.
Okay.
I love great. Now I don't even remember what I was going to say. Okay. But yeah, sardines, anchovies, those are good.
But so, like, the 100-year-old egg stuff. Things that are, like, meant to be stinky and got that putrid taste.
If it's not stinky cheese, I don't want any part of it.
I like stinky cheeses.
I could eat cheese all day.
Okay.
Because I love cheese. But, like, moldy eggs and stuff like that, that they're blackened. Ugh.
Yeah, you can't do that. You
they're literally, like, putrid and green looking.
And they have meats, I'm sure they do this, where they rot it.
Yeah.
Well, they do that with steaks. They got 30-day-old-age steaks and that kind of
technically
stuff.
Technically, yeah, but I don't know.
But then they cook it on top and take kind of that they eat it kind of
raw, if anything, with the old eggs.
Yeah. I would try it.
Like, that's a commitment, too, if you think about it. It's like, I'm going to save this. I'm not going to eat it. My great-grandchildren are going to eat this, and I hope they enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then 100 years later, he's like, this is gross. Throw it away.
There was an Anthony Bourdain episode I saw. And I forget where he was. Somewhere where the Aborigine people would get cheese.
Yeah.
And they would, like, wrap it. And then they would bury it and come back for it later. Well, this episode was him eating the oldest cheese known to man. Like 3,000-year-old cheese.
How do they know that these people
found? They found it in the ground, and it was from when the people used to do that. And so they did this thing on it. It was like wrapped in wax or something. So they opened it up, and he tasted it, and they like cooked with it and stuff.
Was
like
it good at least, or did he get sick?
He didn't say he got sick.
But did he like it?
He liked it.
Okay.
He said it was putrid. He said you gotta like
smell horrible.
He said you've gotta like that putrid kind of rotten flavor to like it. It wasn't Anthony Bourdain. Yet. I like him a lot too.
I don't know. I'd have to see it.
So that would be kind of your cutoff. Is things that are aged for a long time.
Too, if it's aged more than milk.
So we will find a pig to tail restaurant and go to town. Yeah, I know there's a Vietnamese place in Sarasota. Our friend said, Big Mike said they serve tripe and stuff.
Okay. A Vietnamese place? That's weird. I figured it'd be like a Scottish restaurant or
It's in their they've got a pho.
And so
they put it in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So hey, tell us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email, let us know what things you would or would not eat. Maybe if you ate something that you thought was pretty crazy, if you have pictures, share it with us, tell us all about it. At Deep Fried Geeks, you can find us kind of anywhere. And if you would eat piglet or not, piglet covered in honey.
Yeah. honey suckling piglet.
Honey suckling piglet. Oh, boy. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What, buddy?
Geek news!
Oh, snap, it's time for that geek news, Sean.
Hey, Ghostbusters came out last week.
Yes, it did.
It came out, and it did $45 million over the weekend.
That's not so bad.
Not so bad. We saw it on Sunday.
Sunday afternoon.
And I have to say that I was, for some reason, that last week before it came out, I was at my peak of excitement.
Yeah?
I was like almost a full 10. I was almost as excited for Ghostbusters as I was like Batman v Superman
really?
And Civil War. Probably not as excited as I was for Force Awakens because I think I was going to explode with that coming out.
Too much excitement.
Too much excitement for that. But
Rogue One, we're going to be all up there again.
Other than Force Awakens, it would probably got to the point of my most like peak excitement, and I wasn't that excited about it. But it just the closer it came, and the more like Ghostbuster shirts I saw, and toys and Ecto coolers, and
we need to get more Ecto coolers.
Oh yes, I bought a couple Ecto mobiles toys.
Oh really?
And,
nice.
Yeah, and I was just really like at this peak of excitement.
Ghostbusters.
So, what did you think of the Ghostbusters movie, Tom?
I thought it was good. It definitely wasn't like as bad as everybody was going to say it was going to be.
Okay.
There were certain parts that seemed kind of like they jumped into it too quick, or like the story seemed kind of rushed at certain parts.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. There was no real, like, I believe they could have had a better way to introduce how the ghosts became part of this universe than the way they did.
Yeah.
But I liked it. It was funny. The funny parts kept me going through the movie, so I liked it.
There was a lot of funny parts. I talked to some people online that I know, and there were some people that said they didn't laugh at all through the whole movie.
Really?
Which, to me, I just thought that was weird, because there was at least, for me, there was at least, like, 6 laugh-out-loud moments.
Yeah, well, for me, also, there was a lot of, like, funny, witty things that they were saying throughout the whole movie that I thought was odd that other people weren't laughing. I guess, maybe, I don't know, maybe I have a sophisticated
There was
humor.
A lot of little subtle humor.
I thought it was.
Which was really good. There was a lot of funny parts. For me, the things I really liked is I liked the humor a lot in it. Mm-hmm. I liked the use of the ghosts, like you did. I liked the beginning. The opening sequence is probably my favorite.
Yes, that was
Ghostbusters
that made me. It definitely was like
a
iconic Ghostbusters where they, you know, there's someone else, and then the ghost invades their world and it freaks them out and scares them.
Right,
and then the theme.
That was really cool. They did that
a good way of redoing it.
They did that really, really well. I loved all 4 girls. For me, Kate McKinnon was the best out of the 4 girls.
I was Leslie Jones was cracking me up the whole
she
movie.
Was funny,
she was the one that carried me through the whole movie. I thought she was great.
Mine was Kate McKinnon.
Patty!
Watching her on screen, whenever Holtzman was on the screen, she was making faces.
She was always doing
or
very
doing
quirky
something
things,
crazy,
saying odd,
quirky
things.
And I just really, really dug
Kate
that.
Kate McKinnon plays very quirky characters very well.
Yeah.
Which makes you think that she is just quirky in general.
And Leslie Jones did a great job, too. And for me, if I had to pick one actor who stole that whole movie in the show, Chris Hemsworth, man.
Yeah, I did not expect him to be that big a role.
I didn't expect him to be as big as a role. He played dumb really well.
He played it dumb too well.
So it was really good.
The best
good.
Part is just like he didn't think he was dumb. It was just like, it was too funny.
So I think we've been pretty spoiler free. We'll probably keep it that way. Check out the movie. One thing I will spoil is one thing that kind of, two things that kind of upset me a little bit. I think they could have easily made it a continuation of the story.
Now, I was reading an article, I kind of skimmed through it real quick, that they were claiming that it wasn't a reboot. I don't know how, but I'm assuming one thing that they might say is this is like an alternate reality where they bleed together. That's what they're trying to claim. That whole, like the way it ended. So I'm curious.
I would say you have to call it a reboot.
It has to, because you can't just be like making up all this, oh, we developed this proton powered beam.
Right.
It's like, no, you didn't. Peter Venkman. And
yeah. So like, it has to be a reboot because they made those. They were saying they made the proton packs and stuff.
So it kind of does. It's a separate. It's in a way, it's separate.
Right. I think they could have had two scenes that they just cut out of the movie, and then had two more scenes added in, and they could have just busted it right into the universe.
Yeah.
I think we kind of talked about this a little bit, but making it to where one of the four guys was like their college professor.
Yeah.
So they were inspired by like Ray Stantz or Egon.
Igor. Dr. Frankenstein, you know, the best Ghostbusters out there.
They were just influenced by them, and then Egon or Ray just kind of say, you know what, our personalities got the best of us, and we split up, and these are things
kind
we
of what
did.
Happened, like, in the between Ghostbusters
right.
1 and 2.
And because we know it can happen already, because they had such strong personalities, and they broke up already once, and then, like, they have Egon as their professor, and then Egon dies.
I think that's
and then
perfect,
writes him like a letter.
A perfect kind of thing. Like, you know, like the back when they were in college, they had Egon Spengler, and they dedicated their lives. They wrote books, and then he dies, leaves them by some weird ghost related tragic event, and then they pick up the mantle.
It would have been perfect. So that's my problem, is they could have easily made it a continuation and kind of done the Star Wars Force Awakens thing, where they introduced the new characters and didn't have the strong focus on the guys. And that would have appeased all the whiny little fanboy girls.
I think it would have,
And I think it would have made them a little bit. And then my other issue, but I still liked it for its own merit and what it was. And my other, just kind of small critique, the third act, like the end, was a little messy.
Yeah, how they ended it. Yeah,
they ended it weird. It seemed like something was missing, which then we kind of find out through the credits that it was that dance scene.
Yeah,
because like they kind of do this thing where they make it look like they're gonna break into like a big dance, and then they don't.
They just stand there and pose.
Right, and that was kind of weird. And then when they a little bit of spoilers when they made the ghost cartoony, and then they turned it. It was just weird. And then like the whole end fight scene felt like it was the four girls on a green screen.
Yeah, probably. Makes
you know,
sense.
Which was just a little weird. But when Holtzman got to the point and she whipped out those guns and licked them, and then they're playing the Ghostbusters theme in the back,
theme,
and she's going to shoot all the ghosts, like, I got teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing I like most about that movie, is it made me feel like a giant kid again.
Yeah.
Jurassic World wasn't perfect either.
No.
And what Jurassic World did for me, it made me feel like I was 12 in the theater watching Jurassic Park for the first time.
Yeah.
And Ghostbusters made me feel like a 12-year-old kid drinking my Ecto Cooler, watching Ray Stantz, Bill Murray, and the Black Guy. On the movie, right?
Ernie Hudson!
Winston.
He's never going to be okay if we keep calling him the Black Guy. He's been in plenty of movies.
So if you had to give the movie out of 10, what would you give it?
8. 7.
7?
I liked it.
I'd give it about a 7, too.
7. It was good.
It was good. It was fun.
Better than what I thought.
It needed to be fun. That's what it needed to be. Yeah. So moving on to the hate of
the
Ghostbusters.
It's in the aquarium. The actual phone.
Way too much hate for this movie, man.
I know, there's way too much. I mean,
unnecessary amounts of hate. People not even just seeing the movie itself,
but the actors in it were just, like, brutal.
Yeah,
like they were hating on them without even knowing any part of the movie itself.
So something else in the geek world that happened this week is Leslie Jones kind of got attacked on Twitter.
She's been like on Twitter for many reasons. So Leslie Jones plays Patty, the black one. But just like horrible tirades about her and her race and just her.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, what happened, what I read, was that somebody went on and made a fake account.
Yeah.
And said all these hateful things as Leslie. And so all these people, instead of coming on and asking her about them, came on and just started spewing the hate. And so that was kind of the thing, is somebody was setting her up and saying she said all this stuff. But then after that, this guy who's known for hate-filled Twitter stuff came on and kind of got his people to hate on her even more. Wow. So people were sending her very racist photos.
Yeah.
Saying very racist, hateful things to her. And she was not happy. No. And voicing her opinion on Twitter that she's not happy to everybody. And it made her leave Twitter.
Really?
And whether or not people like her or like the movie, they should not be saying hateful, nasty things. Because all that does is make the geek community look bad.
Yeah, it does. Makes those online Twitter people look
right.
Nobody,
and so,
don't want to go
what Leslie voice is saying,
their opinion or even try to make Twitter accounts if they're just going to turn around and be made fun of.
It's crazy.
For things that people don't have control over.
Yeah.
Like, you know, make fun of Leslie Jones for being black. That's ridiculous. That's not fair to her.
It's not.
She was born that way. That's not right.
Is completely unwarranted and not right at all. And it's sad that it made her leave Twitter.
It is very sad, because she's hilarious.
She's
very funny.
Very, very funny lady. But on the good note is that she kind of reached out to Twitter, and other people did, and Twitter banned a lot of the people that were the cause of
good.
It, and they're trying to set new rules and new verification process in. And trying to get rid of a lot of the hate and the trolls.
The internet is just ridiculous. If people think they can just go on there and say whatever they think, and I'm anonymous, so there's not going to be any repercussions, and that's just not fair.
Yeah, it's not at all. But something that was really cool is a lot of other celebrities.
Makes
and
me
things.
Think of in the end of Jay and Silent Bob, where they like get the $1 million and they get the list of the people that made fun of them and start kicking their asses.
It was pretty awesome. Leslie Jones should do that.
That's
just start showing up at people's houses.
The power of Patty compels you! Can't take him to the streets.
That's funny. Something positive is there's a new Netflix documentary out there called Ghost Heads that kind of tracks Ghostbusters fans and all the Ghostbusters community. And I followed some of them on Facebook, and then on Twitter, they're really kind of banding together and trying to support Leslie and come alongside her and putting a lot of cool memes out and a lot of good things. And there's a hashtag for Leslie thing starting. So a lot of people are kind of gathering behind her and showing her love. So that was kind of stupid. So if you're one of the Twitter haters, don't do that stuff.
Don't
be hateful. Don't be mean. Don't be a troll.
Shut your face.
It doesn't. Even if you're being a troll for somebody you think is stupid or you don't like, just don't do the troll stuff. It's just dumb.
It
makes hateful.
Looks wrong.
One loves
look like
people.
An idiot,
love on people. Love. That's
love.
All people need.
All
is
you
love.
Need is love.
Right.
Love's all you need.
Comic-Con.
San
Diego. I wish we were there, but we are not. It started today.
Today.
Today's Thursday. Comic-Con San Diego is probably the biggest convention in the world.
In the world, I'd say you are correct. 100%.
I don't know at this point if I ever would want to go because it's such a circus now.
It is huge, yeah.
And media circus.
So much
and
people. And
nuts. But that's going on this week. Already lots of tidbits and geek news and little things. All
that's
this
the one
weekend,
thing about the greatest thing, because you get to do, see like trailers and video game promos and stuff like that all over at Comic-Con. That's why I would love to go to Comic-Con.
Yeah. This weekend, there's going to be tons and tons of news coming out. We'll probably be sharing as much of it we can on Facebook without trying to overwhelm y'all.
Or us.
Yeah, I have a couple pages that I follow on Facebook and, like, geek news pages posted, like, 30, 40 things today.
Yeah. Wow.
It's way too much. But, so that's pretty cool. Comic-Con San Diego is going on. Marvel's going to have a panel. They're going to bring Guardians of the Galaxy 2 out there, Doctor Strange. DC's having a panel where they're going to do Suicide Squad.
Maybe Justice League.
Maybe a little bit of Justice League. Wonder Woman, CW, I think, too. CW stuff,
yeah.
CW stuff.
Isn't Wonder Woman?
Disney's going to be out there, too, doing some Disney things. Lots and lots of cool stuff going on at the con. A lot of cool, there's an Aliens anniversary reunion going on, too.
That's cool.
30-year anniversary. 50th anniversary Star Trek. So a lot of people from Star Trek are going to be out there. Cool. Lots of cool stuff. So we're going to get so much geek news this week that's not even cool.
So just be prepared.
Funny.
To put it in your eyes and put it in your ears.
Something neat is IMDb has teamed up with our favorite stoner geek.
Our podcast king.
Our podcast king, yes. Kevin Smith. So if you go to IMDb.com all weekend, Kevin is their host for Comic-Con.
Oh, wow.
So they have a yacht that they put behind they have their own yacht right on San Diego Bay, right behind the convention center. And Kevin is the IMDb yacht. Kevin is on that yacht all weekend, and he's interviewing people and taking pictures.
That's pretty cool.
And doing podcasts and stuff like that.
Like an IMDb yacht.
Aside from his Hall H stuff. And,
right.
Because he's bringing Fat Man and Batman there. They're doing a live Hollywood Babylon there.
Oh, man.
And then he's doing his own Hall H panel that he does every year, too. So go to IMDb.com. They already have like 4 or 5 videos of Kevin on there, which are pretty funny and good. So that was worth mentioning, too. That's where I'm going to go to get most of my Comic-Con news this weekend, is through there. So, Tom, have you read about the Nintendo news?
I have read about the
Will
Nintendo
news. Will you share it with us?
So, basically, Nintendo being the, almost 30, or I guess technically
30 years.
30-year anniversary,
yeah.
They're releasing this little home console of a remake of NES.
Yeah.
It's like a little home console.
You fit in your palm, I heard.
Almost. It's pretty small. That has 30 NES games built into it.
And they sell the little remote with it, too. And then you just plug it right into a USB port. And so 30 games like Zelda, right?
Yep. Zelda, the Marios.
Marios.
The main hits.
Donkey Kong. Any game you would probably consider a main hit. That's going to be on sale on November 11th.
Oh, just... that's pretty soon.
I haven't read a price yet. I think I'm going to buy one.
I'm hoping it's like under 100.
Yeah. I think it'd be under 100.
Yeah.
I think a good price point for that would be like $50.
Yeah, that'd be good. Because if you charge too much, people don't have emulators on their computers and phones. They can just do that that way. So you got to.
I'll totally probably buy one. I think it's cute.
Looks neat.
Cool retro. So that's kind of neat. Look that up online. Very cool idea. If this does well, I could see them doing like Super Nintendo like that too, probably.
Yeah, that'd be awesome too.
Which would be pretty sweet also. So if you haven't read about that yet, that's going on with Nintendo, which is cool news. The Tick, I think we've talked about this once already. The Tick is getting a reboot made. It's going to be on Amazon, and it's coming out on August 6th already.
Oh, snap. A couple weeks away.
Which is pretty soon. So, did you ever watch the old Tick show?
The cartoon a little bit, and I watched all the live action.
Okay. There wasn't a whole lot of live action
like
ones,
eight
right?
Episodes, yeah. I think. Only 4 of them actually aired.
And the thing that made that was Patrick Warburton.
He was hilarious.
He was super funny in it. He's not going to be in the remake.
Ah!
But they got another guy. But the cartoon was great, too.
Yeah.
Cartoon was really good.
It's another one of those shows, or he's just heroes that are just like, he's, I guess, the embodiment of herodom. He's an honorable man, but he's in like this really wacky universe. So weird things are happening. I mean, he has a giant blue tick, so he's a weird superhero.
His sidekick is a moth.
Yeah, Arthur.
Yeah. So for me,
not really a moth. He just has a suit with wings that pop up.
Yeah, he's not a real moth.
He doesn't really do anything. Except
the
tag
tick
along.
Is not a real tick either.
No, but he's like indestructible and super strong.
For me, if I had a reason to get Amazon, this would probably be one of the reasons.
I have Amazon Prime.
Do you really?
Oh yes, I do.
Oh, I'm gonna have
a tick day.
Yes. So check that out. That's pretty cool. We also read that Serenity, which is...
So if you're a big fan of Firefly, and
yes.
Who isn't? Because the TV show Firefly is awesome, the movie Serenity
cool
is awesome.
Nathan Fillion.
Love Nathan Fillion every day.
Dark Side Comics, not Dark Side, Dark Horse Comics. Sorry, Dark Horse Comics is releasing a Serenity comic book. Yeah. So that was kind of good news. It didn't really get a release date. I would assume it's pretty soon.
I'm assuming, yeah.
So that's pretty exciting too. So if you're a Firefly geek, I know we got a couple listeners who are Firefly geeks.
Brown check coats, that out. Is they're called?
Yes. Oh, really? I didn't know they were called.
Yeah. So
that.
Basically, like you know, Captain Malcolm Reynolds always wears his signature brown coat. So when Firefly was canceled, they did this whole big petition to get it continued and back on, so they called them Brown Coats, or big, their loyal fan base.
That's cool. That's pretty neat. And then,
the whole there was a documentary on Netflix.
That's cool. Off the look. A lot of those documentaries about the fans are pretty cool. They had one about bronies that was pretty good, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I skimmed through that.
That one was good.
I didn't watch that. Was that?
Tom, Suicide Squad has been all up in her face.
So, everywhere. Products, commercials.
Billboards.
Ads on your computer.
TV. Ads on your computer. Nonstop.
Everywhere.
One of my coolest little favorite things is their little social media gifs.
Yeah.
So if you haven't liked the Suicide Squad Facebook page, do yourself a favor and do it. Because they post lots of cool stuff on there. But they have these little GIFs they're putting out. They're like 10 seconds. No, yeah, they're more like 30 seconds.
Oh, really? They're pretty long.
And they repeat. But what it is they like, it'll show like a comic book background.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all centric to one character. So I have a comic book background for like Harley Quinn. And so it's all Harley Quinn. And then Harley comes out and does something. And then they show quick little snippets from her from the movie. And then it goes back to the comic cell of her being alive, and then she's like, "Hey, Puddin'," or something, and shoots a gun.
I hope she says Puddin'.
And then, like, they had a Deadshot one, which was really cool. They did one with Joker. So those were kind of my favorite things, because they had the little comics. So.
Yeah, I think those are kind of the three big ones.
Yeah, and then the nonstop trailers.
Trailers at this point.
Yeah, and all the main characters are getting their own little TV spots, too.
Yeah.
Harley has a TV, her own TV spot. Joker has his. Deadshot has his. Amanda Waller has her own TV spot. So,
I want a Killer Croc spot.
I want a Killer Croc spot, too. We're not getting enough Killer Croc. Which worries me that he's not going to have a huge part of it.
I know, but I love Killer Croc.
Me, too. I hope it's going to be good. Do you think it can live up to all this hype?
I hope so, because it looks funny. It looks like it's got a lot of action in it. It's got the bat, so that's what we want.
It does have the bat in it. Supposedly, there's more of the bat than we think there is in it.
Like Spider-Man?
Right. Another news that came out for San Diego Comic-Con is they showed a costume, a Joker Batman costume.
Yeah,
where Joker dresses up as like Batman.
It's an action figure, yeah. So it's like Joker in a bat suit.
So we'll see if that happens.
Curious. There's supposed to be like a spoiler thing, yeah. Like an accidental leak.
So that should be pretty interesting. I hope it lives up to the hype. It's coming out soon, August 5th. Today is July 21st, so that's right
around
the corner,
bro.
So make sure. Let's say if you're going to go Thursday or Friday, you need to probably buy pre-release tickets.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a city or something.
Although I'm worried that after like the kind of lackluster, I mean, even though the box office boomed with Batman v Superman, but the response by people was kind of that they're not going to go out right away to see Suicide Squad.
I would dare to say that this has more hype than Batman Superman did.
Think so?
I don't know. There's a lot of hype to this movie right now.
That's true. Yeah. Right now, it's everywhere.
I would say it's equal, maybe.
So is Batman Superman.
Civil War
and
Batman Superman. It's everywhere. They definitely marketing.
There's still probably like Batman Superman cereal out there on the shelves that they didn't sell all of.
I bought the Ultimate Edition, by the way. I haven't watched it yet, though. Do you think it's going to do better numbers than Batman Superman?
I think it will. I think it's going to be a better story.
I think it's going to break some records.
I think we're going to do it.
I think it's going to break some records.
I'm
going to go see it. I think we'll see it on opening night.
Oh, we'll probably
will. See it on Thursday night.
I know what I'm saying.
Lots of cool geek news. Make sure that you're paying attention to our page this week. We should be your number one spot for geek news. If you want to go to imdb.com and check out Kevin too,
right, we'll let you watch
I'll
Kevin.
Probably even share some of those videos on our page as well. But make sure you check out. Keep your nose to the grindstone this week. There's going to be lots of stuff.
Your nose to tail to the grindstone.
There's going to be lots of cool trailers, new news, stuff like that. Marvel is promising us a Marvel TV show trailer.
Ooh.
Of a brand new show, which, in my opinion, it's got to be Luke Cage. So, keep your nose to the grindstone. But check it out.
I did see something while you were scrolling that there was an image leak of Luke Cage.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Eat some new stuff this week. Get experimental and adventurous. YOLO.
Try a cat. You never know.
Yeah. Put new foods in your mouth. Honey-coated piglets.
Yeah.
And cats and all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Nose-to-tail cat.
No, nose-to-tail cat. Make sure you eat the ears and the paws.
Everything. All the paws. And maybe the jingle bell, too.
PETA's going to rip us apart. Hopefully they don't listen to this episode. Keep calm, Tom.
And geek calm, Matt.
Oh, right. Keep calm. And geek on. Eat pigs.
Eat a pig. Piglet. No, piglet. Don't bother.